be nothing without you holding me up. Now I'm strong enough for both of us. Shoulders, tell me what you see. Cause I am a giant. We'll be breaking borders.
So as I welcome you guys back to the Philosophy Symposium podcast, I continue my conversation with Dr. Pat Sim. We begin our conversation talking about philosophy in general and talking about the ACP program run through Sherman College of Chiropractic and New Zealand College of Chiropractic. So yes, it's important that we make sure that we can feed people into those programs, because that's going to allow people to have a greater philosophy for chiropractic, to determine their direction for chiropractic and hopefully have a significant impact on the profession as a whole. So I recommend everyone sign up, and that's where we start our conversation with Pat.
So going back to some of the other things we said, you know, be clear on what that is. You know, Do the ACP. So disappointing this year that it didn't go ahead. The Philosophy Symposium last year, everyone was keen to do it.
Yeah.
But I think this is the perfect example.
I'm getting signed up this week.
Well,
I'm going to make them sign it up on the day.
We should.
Credit card in, people.
You should bloody do it. You know, Commit to it. You know, if you need to take action, then take action on this. Get clear on what your philosophy is for yourself and for chiropractic. Chiropractic holds a beautiful philosophy, but that should really align with their own philosophy. So for me, it wasn't about finding chiropractic and then taking on its philosophy. I found the philosophy of chiropractic aligned with what I already had, which made it so much easier to go down there.
Yeah.
So once you're more aware of your own philosophy, being a chiropractor becomes so much easier.
And as some people say to me, you know, like, oh, well, you're big into chiropractic philosophy. I'm like, I'm a baby. Like, I am seriously just learning. And this is why I love these sort of conversations, because you naturally learn by just engaging in it. And same with the ACP. Just to hang out and chit-chat around ideas and concepts within chiropractic, that's awesome. You know, and you realize how much you just don't know. You realize just how far away from, a Reggie Gold you are, you know. And, you know, not that I expect everyone to end up at Reggie's sort of level, and I don't read enough. I dislike reading, I'll be honest. I don't read enough to get to a point where I'm going to be like Reggie Gold, but I keep engaging and I keep making sure that it's part of the process of who I am. So I think everyone should do the ACP for sure.
Yeah. And look, I'll share something just with you here, Brad. Yeah,
perfect.
But,
just be between you.
I've actually never read a green book cover to cover.
Neither have I.
Okay. You know, and there are people who do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. There are people who say you're not a chiropractor unless you do, or you don't understand the philosophy unless you do. I think what's needed is an engagement with someone who knows more than you, so that you get a sense of how little you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's what you're saying. And for me, you know, David Cope, having him talk about his book and his understanding of chiropractic, you sort of realize that there is a real side to the philosophy.
Mm.
It's applicable to right now. That the tenets that they talk about, you know, the force, the intelligence, the matter, that all has a real life. You can see it. It's here. You know, it's tangible. It's not just a cerebral discussion.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very grounded, very, very grounded.
And it's an interesting thing, because then you get into the clinic on a Monday after a weekend of being at an ACP, session, and your perspective's different. You know, you put your hands on people with a different concept and a different thought process behind, okay, well, this is why I'm doing it. So for me, it became, and I feel like I'm vitalistic in who I am and what I do, but it became more so. It became less about the mechanism of, you know, just adjusting the spine, you know, for not just for pain, but even mechanistically, just to move things. It became much more about a connection and a empowerment of that individual to their potential to be more.
It's that action again, isn't it? It's your action and the adjustment.
Yeah.
Providing some momentum for them to take action.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, which is again, that consciousness thing. Mm. You know, if every adjustment you're providing, not to say it more correctly, for every application of force, you are providing to the person in front of you. If you can see that now as every little bit that you are applying to them is somehow being taken up and is being considered at a high level by this person's brain and allowing them to be more conscious, I think that's a much greater view of what it is that we do.
Yeah, for sure.
As opposed to, you know, their back pain's gone or their head movement's better or, you know, whatever it might be. Even the thinking of just reducing subluxation, I think it's great to be thinking about the positives of that, which is this idea of consciousness.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that resignation of that transfer of energy that exists is just far deeper and, you know, the power of intent. You know, you can't underestimate the power of that intention of just creating health and healing within a body. So that goes a long way to that sort of stuff that's just not mechanistically in focus. That's that vitalistic notion that can't be tested, it can't be quantified, it can't be measured, it can't be, you know, and that's why I think vitalism plays such a role in chiropractic.
Yeah. There's another interesting thing that comes from that, and this goes back to another physical principle. So Newton talks about there being an equal and opposite reaction.
Mm.
So if I push on something, it pushes back to me.
Yeah.
So I've always asked myself in an day of adjusting people, who is getting the most care, you know? Yeah. And it's me.
Me.
You know, it's me because, you know, whilst I'm applying a force here, there's equally a force coming back towards me.
Mm.
Okay? And this is where it's a privilege to be a chiropractor because, you know, if you're in there delivering an adjustment, then surely you're also then receiving one.
Mm.
And if you're doing that, you know, 50 or 100 times a day, you know, you should be elevating your own consciousness. So, you know, you owe it to the people you're adjusting to understand the philosophy more.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%, 100%. Before I come back to time, I'm going to ask you a little bit more about the ACP. So whereabouts are we in as far as the process in the ACC goes?
Well, very exciting. You know, we got approval from TEXA. The equivalent there is that, again, a loose analogy here, it's a bit like getting through your final year of studies. You know, you've got your...
A bit of paper.
Yeah, you've got your bit of paper and ARPA has said, you know what, you're okay to practice. Yep. So that's where we are right now. But what that means, though, is that now you got to get a job. You know, you got to go out there and find a place from which to practice. So right now we are at the tail end of a negotiation on a property in the middle of Adelaide City. We are just to make some appointments. So we will appoint chief management to start to set the whole thing up.
Yep.
We still need money. So, you know, the main help you guys can have, the main action you and your listeners can take now is to continue to donate. The money we've raised so far has only got us to this point.
Yeah.
And now we need to actually scale up and teach.
Mm.
After the money, then it's going to be students. So in the end, the students are the business of the college. In the same sort of way, the people that you see at a practice are the business of your practice.
Mm.
Students, and the more students we have, the better, you know, the college is going. So next year is going to be tricky. There's a prerequisite requirement for entry to the ACC. So we don't know how many people out there who have already have those prerequisites or are currently doing them. So we don't know how many students we'll have for next year, which is where we need, you know, the help of you and your supporters to drive those people to the college. So we'll be sending out some information shortly and some action sheets so that people who are supporting us can, you know, help us in finding those students and sending them on to us.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we hope to be teaching by next year.
Yep.
That's our aim. I can't see how we would deviate from that unless we get some terrible news around, pardon me, our student numbers or something like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, the fact that we have got to where we are now because of the support of the chiropractic profession. And I say that with a very strong underline on it because there are those in power at the moment who don't want to recognise the fact that we are being built by the profession. Yes. We want to engage the profession right the way through the process and hopefully that will build us to some success next year.
I can't see any way other than that being a path forward as well, which, you know, like, as I said, I know that there's a lot of people out there that will not necessarily put in effort or make action happen around, you know, their own things, but they can see a need for the chiropractic college. So, you know, like, hopefully they can find the dollars in their pockets to be able to help support in that process.
Yeah. We're aiming for about $500,000 this year. We've already had, over the last few years, we've had three people who have given $100,000. Mm. So, you know, if we can find those five people, it's only five people, let's say four, those five people, you know, it makes that job a whole lot easier. You know? Yeah. Obviously, the smaller amounts, the more people we need. But if you know someone out there who may have that money available to them and is willing and is supportive of what we're doing, then get them in touch.
Yeah, for sure. And then, so as far as the qualifications needed for the, because it's a 4-year.
Yeah, so the four-year bachelor's degree. So you graduate with a bachelor's degree. Mm-hmm. We will work with CCEA so that by the end of that fourth year, that first cohort of students will graduate with a bachelor. And again, we can't say this will happen, but we would hope that we would have recognition with CCEA so that those graduates can then register as chiropractors.
Yep.
But there's a stage process there. Yep. However, to get entry to the ACC, you need to cover off on things like anatomy, physiology, biochem, those sorts of things, which you should be able to do in 1 year of university. So in total, it's a 5-year program.
Yep. With the 1 year of undergrad at any higher education.
Yeah, we're getting together an agreement. New Zealand have an agreement with the Auckland University of Technology, which delivers a diploma, which covers off on all the prerequisites. Yep. We have a similar agreement at the moment, or building towards one, with it's a group called Laureate. It's the largest international university on the planet. It has about 100 different smaller universities as part of it. Mm-hmm. So we hope to have an agreement with them, where at the moment I think you can get all but two of the prerequisites, and those other two then need to be outsourced through another way. So again, they're teething issues, but there's no reason why people can't still get those subjects done this year.
Yeah, great. And then talk to me about how they pay. Because obviously, like, someone said to me, well, what's it going to be comparative? Like, I was over at CalJam 2 weeks ago, and it was like, well, what's the cost going to be, and how do they fund that? And is that like a HEX type thing, or how do they, so can you give me some, and I know you probably don't have all of them, the information.
Yeah. Well, that's okay, because that's one of the main considerations as a board we've been dealing with is the fee. So the fee is going to be $25,000 a year. So in total, $100,000 for a student to move right the way through.
So can I just throw this out there that they're mortified in the States at the moment that they're around about $250,000 to come out of their chiropractic program.
Yeah.
So just anyone who's listening in the States, just send them to ACC.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we will work towards getting approval for international students. That's another approval process we have to go through.
Of course.
Now. And just
which New Zealand took a little while to make sure that, because they've got, you know, a whole handful of states that they can that are recognised, don't they? So that's obviously going to be.
Now that we've got approval from TEXA, it means that we can go for all the other approvals, but each of those take time.
Yeah,
so one of them is for overseas students, something called CRICOS approval. So we're in the process of doing that. The other one is Fee Help. So it's the equivalent to HEX. It's a government loan. So this is only available to domestic students.
Yes.
So the domestic student can apply to ACC and that student can then be covered by Fee Help for the entirety of their tuition fees.
Yes.
Now, when they graduate and they start working, there's a... almost like a surcharge put on top of that loan, and then the student, once they graduate and are earning money, they start repaying that loan. So it's no different really to HEX. It's just the way it's put together and the way it's administered is different to HEX.
Yes, understand. I know that, as I said, with the States, you know, like, one of the newer grads from an office that I was at was significantly under a whole lot of debt just from a university program, but it's also privately funded, which means that they're taking out loans to do this at X amount of percent interest, which is astronomical.
Yeah. So there's a real problem with how that works. And it's tough here too. And I think, you know, the students who enroll next year, they are going to be world beaters. I mean, they've taken on a program which is brand new, knowing the teething issues. They may well have to pay their fee up front from their own pockets. You know, maybe won't have fee help installed in time. I don't know. You know, there's a bit of guesswork as far as graduating as a registered chiropractor, because we may or may not have CCA approval. So, you know, I'm very aware of all these risks. But when I look at the New Zealand College and I look at its first cohort of students, then you have people like Brian Kelly, and you have people like Simon Kelly, and you have people like Heidi Horvick and Ash Pritchard, and all these guys who are trailblazers now on the planet when it comes to chiropractic.
They go okay, don't they?
They go okay.
They go okay.
They've had a bit of an influence on the world.
We won't hold it against them that they're Kiwis, but they go okay.
They go okay. They talk funny. They talk funny, but they go okay. Yep. So, you know, when you look at what it would be next year, it'll be exciting. I don't think there'll be a more scrutinized program on the planet than the ACT.
That's internally from within the chiropractic profession.
Exactly, yes.
From everyone else.
Yes, yes. So I think it'll be exciting from that perspective. It'll be hard, though, because I have no doubt that there's going to be huge teething issues. I want it to go really smoothly, but I was hearing just before that when Disneyland launched, none of its systems worked. So there's going to be things like that happen. Yeah. But if we stick with it, and again, with the love and support of the profession, we'll move through that. Okay. Yeah. Each year will be a brand new year. But those first year graduates, that first cohort of students, they're going to be special.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to ask a question, and you might not want to answer it. So if you don't, that's okay. The ACA, CAA have not necessarily been overly supportive of the ACC as far as education. And I say that being involved with the ACA in the past, where it was part of their ethos that they supported university trained educated chiropractors. How has the view been lately, and has there been a change in their support for the program? I worded that very diplomatically, didn't I? I was very diplomatic with that one.
You were. And just so everyone knows, I think when I've looked at my career, and I think, I graduated in 97, we're in 2019 now. So I've been a chiropractor for 22 years. I think when I've looked at the years of service I've put into the CAA or associated chiropractic organisations like registration boards, I've racked up about 25 years of service. So overlapping times, state, national, registration board thing. So I've put my time and my blood into that stuff. So I understand the system.
Yeah.
I really, really feel for the people who are volunteering their time to be a part of that board. They very much focus on the right now. And the right now, there's a lot of fires to put out. And I think they've found it difficult to outwardly support what we're doing because they're concerned of the fires that might raise. And it's not necessarily the internal ones. It's not within the profession. They have a concern, and whether it's real or imagined, I don't know, of what that would mean for them as an organisation. So they're having to deal with stakeholders. I think their chief stakeholders, or some of those chief stakeholders, are the Australian universities where the current programs are. I think for them, they're sort of caught. You know, maybe we want to support the ACC, but in doing so, we might upset these people who are already supporting us. Yeah. So, I do not value being around that board and having to make those decisions. Yeah. All of that said, I think from my perspective, I let them play their game. You know, I think I've got to have faith that they are in control of what they're doing. They know what they're doing. They're working to their own agendas. And I think sometimes from the outside, we can't see what happens around that board table. Yeah. So it's not for me to necessarily push them. I'm still a member. I'm still a member of the ACA. I may have an issue with the decisions that it makes from time to time, but I'm far better being in than being out. On the inside, I have a vote. On the outside, I just have a complaint. So, I'm much better off being in there and exercising my right to vote when I get the opportunity. Yeah. So whilst I may not necessarily agree with their current position on ACC, I think I can understand. Yeah, and I'm sure as we're taking students and the ACA can see these students who may want to become members, then I'm sure we'll come closer over time.
Yeah, good one. Good one. All right. Well, I won't ask you any more any more pointed questions.
I hope that satisfies anyone.
No, it answered quite well. I think the fact that, you know, there is some what seem is not necessarily a mutually I don't even know the word to sort of say, but you're not necessarily pushing in the same direction. Whilst that still exists, you're still a member, and that's great. I think that's enough of an endorsement for where things are at, you know, that you still pay your fee.
Yeah, well, if it comes down to action and change again, then, and this comes much more broadly, you know, a democratic way of doing things makes a whole lot of sense.
Yeah.
You know, in some ways it's utilitarian in that, you know, the majority wins to the you know, detriment of the minority. Mm. And at the moment, you know, I might feel as though the ACC and those who support the ACC are in that minority.
Yeah.
But it is a numbers game. So, you know, if you are upset with the direction of any political organisation, then get involved and have your say. Make it count.
I think that's going to be I think it's my big issue with it too, is that I just think that the way every chiropractor feels is or thinks should be like me. What's wrong with people? Why don't they just have my viewpoint? Like, why? That's a chiropractic viewpoint. Like, I don't understand the rest of it. But my wife continually tells me that it's not always the best way to move forwards in life. So just make sure that we occasionally put the shoes on for the other people and you know, take their perspective, and they think differently. And that's not necessarily a negative. It's just a negative to your values at the moment.
That's right. Yeah. And the great thing about the way that we see chiropractic is that we are much more community-based and we are much more gregarious. Mm-hmm. So I've seen the past where, you know, our group, our tribe within the profession, when we have decided to do something and got together, that thing has happened. So I can think of, elections where there's been a concerted effort from every chiropractor thought a certain way to have certain people elected.
Yeah. Okay?
And so you can see how that works. Whereas the other side tends to be much more fractionated, much more opinionated, and therefore much more isolated. So it's just a couple of individuals who make a lot of noise, but they don't necessarily have the support because they're not as gregarious as what we are.
Yeah.
But really, if there are people out there who are unhappy with the current situation, then here's your opportunity to step up and make a change, to take some action.
Yeah. Good stuff. All right. Well, before I finish up, and I know I've pinched, you know, almost an hour of your time, mate, so I really do appreciate that. This was the quote that you finished on. I don't know whether you remember this, but you said, "Time is a fascinating topic because it touches our deepest emotions. Time opens up life and takes everything away. Wondering about time is wondering about the very sense of our life." Why did you finish on that? Like, I love that as a quote. But obviously it meant enough for you to have gone through all of your information that you processed, and that was the thing that you finished on.
Yes, that's Carl Rovelli, and he made that statement at a podcast I listened to. This was just before, actually, the Philosophy Symposium. So it was very recent to when I presented it. And it made sense because when we're talking about time, we said that space and time are linked. But I think now that actually space, time and life are linked.
Yeah.
So to have an understanding of space-time gives you an understanding of life. Okay, the two are interlinked. They talk about this God's eye view of things, where, you know, a lifetime is really just like a smear. So if you think of a bug hitting your windscreen, it gets smeared across. You have the beginning of a life, you have what happens, and you have the end of the life. And the thinking is that, you know, when God looks at the universe, he sees everything as it has already happened. So he sees that smear of our lives. But there's no dynamic there. There's no journey there. There's no unfolding of things there.
Mm.
So you need space-time in order to have that. And that's why when Rovelli says that, you know, wondering about time is wondering about the very sense of our lives, the two are linked. Because if you think about your time or I think about my time, we think about what we've done in the past and our memories, you know, whether they've been painful or whether they've been joyful. Or we think about right now, it's the same. Or we think about the future, it's about our dreams, our aspirations, or our fears. So it is completely about our lives. And I think that's why time is such an important factor for us to consider.
Not only within chiropractic, but obviously in more general terms.
Exactly.
Awesome. Mate, I really appreciate your time. Speaking of time, because it is like, whilst we sit here and talk about space-time and being the the infinite measure of things, the reality is on a day-to-day basis, I see time ticking past. So I appreciate the fact that you've given up your energy and efforts to engage a little bit more around principle number six. So I look forward to chatting to you soon about a whole lot of different stuff, and hopefully it's really surface stuff, because this will probably last me the next 6 months.
Well, I'm glad.
Would you like to finish it on anything important from your point of view?
Oh, well, there are so many things. You know, perhaps going back to what we first talked about, the fact that you can look in any direction from the planet and you still see the beginning. There's some beauty about that, in that whilst Copernicus went through this revolution where he realized that the Earth is not the center of the universe. When we think of space-time in that perspective, you are the center of the universe. Now, it doesn't matter which direction you look, you'll always see the beginning. So you are the center of it. You might as well own that, take control of it, and do something with it.
Awesome. Mate, thank you so much again, and I look forward to chatting to you soon. Shoulders, tell me what you see.